space in front of you, imagine Amitabha Buddha.
所以在你的面前的空虚的空间中，观想阿弥陀佛。
With his body made of golden light.
阿弥陀佛的身体是用金身金色的光化成的。
So this is just your imagination with your mind's eye, thinking that you're in the presence of Amitabha.
我们用我们的心去观想，我们现在在阿弥陀佛的面前。
And that he is looking at you with perfect compassion and acceptance.
阿弥陀佛是以最完整的慈悲和接受的眼光看待我们。
So take a minute and go through the details of what Amitabha's body looks like, and then focus on the general image that you get.
就花几分钟仔细地观想阿弥陀佛的身体不同的细节。
Generate the intention to become like Amitabha yourself.
那现在让我们一起发心，培养我们也要像阿弥陀佛一样的这个动机。
And one of the main elements of doing that is to have very earnest renunciation of cyclic existence and a very strong aspiration to attain full awakening.
那要成为阿弥陀佛的主要因素，就是在我们的心里要有很虔诚的出离心，要完全出离生死的苦海的出离心。也发愿要成正等正觉的佛果。
And so generate that very strong wish to be free of cyclic existence because of all of its defects, such as aging, sickness, and death.
所以现在我们发心要完全解脱轮回，特别是我们看得到轮回的苦。生老病死的苦。
Another quality to generate to become like Amitabha and to be reborn in Sukhavati is the bodhicitta motivation.
那我们另外一个要培养的心态，为了要求生净土，就是要培养我们的菩提心。
And that's the aspiration to attain full awakening, Buddhahood, in order to be able to benefit all living beings.
那菩提心就是我们的想要成正等正觉的佛果的愿力，因为我们知道从中可以利益所有的众生。
So generate an attitude of loving kindness and compassion and aspire to attain Buddhahood like Amitabha did.
现在让我们培养我们的慈心和悲心，然后发愿要像阿弥陀佛一样，成正等正觉的佛果。
So have at least a mind of kindness towards other living beings and compassion, wishing them not to suffer.
所以最基本，我们要培养善心。和慈心对待其他的众生，希望他们可以离苦得乐。
And think Amitabha is very pleased with your renunciation of samsara and your generation of great compassion.
就观想在你前方的阿弥陀佛，看到你发如此的出离心和菩提心，而为你随喜。
And he responds with radiating very beautiful light, rainbow colored light, that absorbs into you through the crown of your head and also through all the pores of your body and completely fills your body, mind with the light of Amitabha's wisdom and compassion.
所以你发愿的感应阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛的身体就发七彩的光，这个七彩的光从你的头顶输入你的身体。
So just imagine this and really feel like you're making a very strong connection with Amitabha as all of his wise and compassionate energy flows into you.
所以当你观想从阿弥陀佛的智慧和慈悲心这样输入你的身体，真的在心里觉得你自己跟阿弥陀佛有一个很强烈的感应。
And think that your whole body mind is completely filled with this light.
你观想你的身心完全输入阿弥陀佛的金光。
So in Tibetan practice of Amitabha, we rely a lot on visualization of Amitabha's Pure Land and of Amitabha himself, as described in the Sukhavati Sutras.
所以在藏传佛教修阿弥陀佛的净土法门的时候是通常会依靠观想阿弥陀佛和阿弥陀佛的净土，也是靠《佛说阿弥陀经》里头所叙述的那个方式而做观想。
And the use of our visualization and imagination in this way creates a special connection, a special feeling between Amitabha. So we're not so much thinking of Amitabha as, you know, the, so far away and how are we ever going to get there? But Amitabha is appearing right in front of us right now.
所以我们用我们的观想的能力，我们幻想的能力，这样来观想阿弥陀佛的时候，在我们心里就跟它产生一种很强烈的感应。我们就不会想说阿弥陀佛在很遥远的地方，我们是永远也找不到它，达不到它的境界。
And in fact, you know, a Buddha's mind is encompasses everything. So we can call on a Buddha such as Amitabha anytime we want to.
因为佛陀的心，佛陀的智慧其实是遍至所有的法相，所以我们随时都可以用我们的心去感应阿弥陀佛。
So that's important for us to remember in our daily lives as well as in our spiritual practice, that daily life and Dharma practice are not two separate things. It's not like in daily practice you think of your spouse and your kids and your work and then you go to the temple and you think of Amitabha. No, we should blend those two.
所以我们在我们的日常生活中和修行的道路中非常重要，要记得说这不是两个完全不一样的世界，不是说我们在家里就想我们的老公老婆孩子在那里只为我们的事业繁忙，而到道场的时候到了佛堂才去念佛，其实最重要的是要把我们的日常生活还有我们的修行的生活一起融合起来。
So that when you go to work, when you're with your family, you remember that all those sentient beings that you see, that they have the potential to become Buddhas, that they aren't something totally divorced from the potential to become awakened, but they have the pure nature of their mind. So you bring Amitabha, your awareness of Amitabha into your relationships with all the different living beings that you have in your regular life.
所以当我们好像上班的时候啊，还在跟家属在一起的时候，我们不要想说这些人就是完全跟佛性无关，完全都没有佛性。当我们看到我们周绕的众生的时候，要记得他们都是有佛性，都能成佛。那我们就从中就把我们对阿弥陀佛的了解，这样开始带入我们的日常生活。
So that will help you to be more emotionally stable with other living beings and not get so angry or jealous or attached to them.
那当我们其他众生一起接触的时候，我们的情绪就会比较稳定，不会开始一直对他们发执着心啊，还是妒忌心，还是嗔恚的心。
Because usually we mix up an action and the person who does the action. And if we don't like the action, then we say the person is a rotten person. But that's our misconception.
所以通常我们的，因为我们的颠倒的分离心，我们会把人的行为和他本人一起融合在一起，这样就错乱了，以为哦，这个人做了一个不利的行为，他就是一个坏人。
How can you say that another living being is rotten or evil when they have the Buddha nature? You can't do that.
因为当其他的众生，所有的众生都是有佛性，就从中我们怎么可以说这个人是恶劣的还是坏的？
So we have to say the action was mistaken, but the person who did it.Has the potential to become fully awakened, so we don't hate the person.
所以我们必须了解说，虽然他的行为是恶劣的，这个人是有佛性的，所以我们就不可以去讨厌这个人。
And we don't get mad at the other person.
我们也不会对他愤怒。
And we don't say that person made me mad.
我们也不会说哦，就是这个人使我 么的生气。
Because actually we got mad all by ourselves.
因为生气的话，其实是我们自己所造出的因缘。
Yeah, nobody can make us mad. We get mad because we have the seed of anger inside.
没有人可以使我们生气。我们生气是因为我们的心有那个愤怒的种子。
In Chinese, do you say that person made me mad as if my anger is the other person's fault? Is that how you say it in Chinese?
所以在华语我们是不是这么说呢？我们会不会说，诶，是那个人惹我生气？我这么说吗？
Yes. You say it like that. That's how we say it in English.
因为在英语是这样说，哦，是他的错，他惹我生气。
Yeah. But I can't say that my anger is somebody else's fault.
但是我不可以责怪别人惹我生气啊。
They didn't make me angry. I misconceived and distorted the situation myself. And because I have the seed of anger in me, then I became angry.
是因为我错乱的想法，我没有正确的去了解这个情况，而产生我这个愤怒的心态。是因为我的心有愤怒的种子，才会生气。
So we can't go through our lives pointing the finger, oh, that person did this, this person did that.
所以我们一生中不可以只在指责别人说，哎，这个人做那个，这个人做某某坏事，都是害我的人。
Yeah, that person has Buddha nature.
因为那个人是有佛性的。
Yeah. Okay, so that's one thing to remember.
所以这是我们要在日常生活中所记得的第一点。
Yeah, when I said that we have to...bring Amitabha and living beings together and our spiritual life and our daily life together.
就当我提到说要把阿弥陀佛和众生融合在一起，也要把我们修行上的生活跟我们日常生活带在一起，就是要提到记得这一点。
Okay. Another thing to remember in doing that is that Amitabha became a Buddha.Dependent on sentient beings.
我们要去思念的第二点也是说，阿弥陀佛他之所以会成佛，也是依赖着众生而成佛。
So to become a Buddha, he needed to generate great love and great compassion and bodhicitta.
所以阿弥陀佛要成佛之前，就要发大慈心、大悲心和菩提心，才会成佛。
So to generate those attitudes, the object is other living beings.
那要发这种心态，那个对境就是其他的众生。
Yeah, I don't generate love for the cup.
我要发大慈心，也不是去爱这个杯吧。
Yeah, and I don't generate compassion for the bell.
我发大悲心不是对着引磬而发大悲心。
Yeah, we generate love and compassion for living beings, don't we?
我们发慈悲心就是对着众生而发这种心态。
And in Amitabha's case, the way he was able to become a Buddha, because he cherished other living beings even more than he cherished himself.
那阿弥陀佛之所以会成佛，就是因为他的珍惜其他的众生比他珍惜自己更强烈。
Yeah. So likewise, if we want to become like Amitabha, if we want to go to his pure land, we have to cultivate that same attitude that he has, that cherishes living beings.
所以如果我们要成为阿弥陀佛，还是要求生阿弥陀佛的净土，我们就要跟阿弥陀佛一样，要发这些大慈大悲的心态。
Okay. So we have to bring our mind closer to Amitabha's mind.And if Amitabha cherished other living beings more than he cherished himself, then shouldn't we try and cherish other living beings more than we cherish ourselves too?
所以我们在修行上就是要把我们的心跟阿弥陀佛的心一起这样相应。所以如果阿弥陀佛珍惜众生比珍惜自己还多，那我们也不应该跟他一样吗？也要去珍惜所有的众生，比珍惜我们自我更多。
Yeah, don't you think so? Hello.
你们觉得怎么样？不是吗
？Yeah.
Hello.
We're all very good Buddhists. We say, "Oh yes, I should have love and compassion for person who did that, and that person who did that, and all these other people who are awful.
因为我们都是很好的佛教徒嘛，说哦，我是好的佛教徒啊，我要发大慈心、大悲心，除了给那个人以外，那个做那件事的人，他是多么的恶劣。
In fact, these people have so many faults and so many flaws that actually I'm the best of the human beings.
这些人呢，他们是多么的恶劣，我只看得到他们的弊处。其实我在所有的人之中是最好的。
As soon as we have that thought, it shows we're not the best.
当我们呢心里有这种想法，马上就看得出我们其实不是最好的。
Yeah.Because we're holding on to our own rotten thought as being something virtuous.
因为我们在错乱中就想我们这种恶劣的想法是善的想法。
Okay. So, you know, remembering that our Buddhahood, like Amitabha's Buddhahood, is dependent on other living beings, then we should try and develop an attitude that cares about them.
对，当我们意念到我们自己成佛的因缘，就像阿弥陀佛一样，完全是仰赖着其他的众生的时候，我们就会要发心要去珍惜其他的众生。
Now, caring for the living beings that are nice to us, that's no problem.
对，当我们要关怀对我们好的人的时候，那不成问题。
How many of you are parents?
你们当中有几个人是父母，有孩子？
Really?
有吗？
有几个人有孩子？ Only a few have kids.
只有两个人有孩子。
How many of you have kids?
你们多数应该是有孩子吧。
Okay. None of the men have kids?
啊，男生没有生孩子，没有孩子。
Yeah? What have you guys been doing?
你们在做什么？
Okay.So it's easy to have compassion for your kids when they're very little and they're dependent and they're cute.
所以当你的孩子小时候啊，在依赖着你又很可爱，就很容易对你的孩子发悲心，对吗？
Yeah, no problem.
没问题。
Yeah, people who are nice to you, it's easy to have compassion.
对你好的人，对他们发慈悲心是很容易的。
Yeah, for strangers, it's a little bit more difficult.
那对陌生人就可能有一点比较困难。
Yeah. In fact, for strangers, sometimes we treat them like we treat the bell. They're just some inanimate thing, and I just have to get around them because they're in my way when I want to go somewhere.
对，有时候我们对陌生人就好像对待这个银器一样啊，就是一个无声的一个物品在那里阻碍我的交通。我要走路的时候还要找方法走。
There's so much traffic in Taiwan highways. All these people blocking the highways. Why can't I get anywhere?
哎呀，台湾的高速公路啊，那个一直在塞车啊，这么多人在那里驾车，为什么在那里使交通阻塞？
But actually, if we remember that everything we have depends on all these other living beings, we wouldn't.Think of them as inanimate objects. We would think of them as people with feelings and aspirations, just like us.
但是当我们去意念到所有我们拥有、所有我们用的东西，其实都是依赖着其他的众生，我们才能用的。那我们就心里不会把他们当作无声的物品。我们会去思念到，哎，这些都是人，他们都有自己的情绪、自己的感受。
And that we're able to stay alive now because of the kindness of all these people who are strangers.
就是因为这些陌生人的善心，我们才能有能力生存下去。
Okay. Like you got here in some vehicle. Who made the vehicle? Where did the metal for the vehicle come from? Who designed the engine?Everything about whatever vehicle you rode in to get here, everything about it came from many, many, many other people. And so we receive the benefit of their their labors, and in that way they've been very kind to us.
所以好像今天大家来到佛堂一定是有搭车还是驾车吧，那这个车子是哪里来的，坐车子的铁是哪里来的，一定是要有人设计啊，去计划去见证这辆车，你才有那个机会受这个坐车的利益，才能来到佛堂修行。
So if you want, they say when you're meditating on love, which is the wish for sentient beings to have happiness in its causes, and when you meditate on compassion, wishing them to be free of suffering in its causes, then they say to start with people who are your friends and relatives, and then people who are strangers. So start with the easy people first.
所以当我们要培养慈心跟悲心的时候，那个修心法门中就会说，先以我们认识对我们好的人，还有陌生人开始，去思维他们对我们的好处等等。那因为我们当我们在发慈心的时候，就是要所有的众生有快乐跟快乐的因。那当我们发悲心的时候，就是想众生有离苦跟离苦的因。就是从我们对我们好的人和陌生人心开始，因为这里比较容易。
But, yeah, isn't it the people we don't like, the people who have harmed us? They're the hard ones.
但是是那些我们不喜欢的人啊，还是有伤害过我们的人，他们才是我们最困难的去发泄的对象。
Yeah, that person who criticizes you behind your back, who steals your stuff or cheats you, who lies to you or lies about you.
那就是那个在你背后批评你的人啊，有偷你的东西啊，欺骗你的人，还去诽谤你的人，都是这些对象。
Yeah. If you're honest with yourself, do you have love and compassion for those people?
当你坦白的跟自己说的时候，你对这些人有发慈心跟悲心吗？
Yeah. Yeah. Or does one part of your mind say, "May they go to hell"?
还是你心里可能有一个部分心里在想？但愿他们落地狱。
You don't think that?
没有这么想吗？
Oh, good.
Oh, 太好了。
In English, when somebody's mad at somebody in my country, they say, "May they go to hell. May they get hit by a truck."
因为在英语，当我们对一个人很生气的时候，就会说啊，但愿你落地狱啊，还是希望有一个罗里车把你撞死。
No, you don't say that in Chinese.
你们华语没有这么说吗？
Well, what do you say when you're really mad at somebody?
你很生气的时候，你会说什么？怎么骂人？
Oh, all of a sudden you're very quiet.
哦，忽然这么肃静。
But I think when you're mad, you're not so quiet.
但是我觉得你生气的时候应该是没有这么肃静吧。
Oh, and you're mad, your mind isn't so quiet. Your mind is full of judgments.
当我们生气的时候，心里是不会这么平静，对吗？整个心就是一直在批评别人。
Yeah, you remember everything you don't like about that person, starting from the day you met them.
就是马上就想起你所讨厌所有的事情，从你第一天认识他到现在就马上想起。
But with that kind of attitude, are we going to get reborn in Amitabha's land?
当我们有这种态度的时候，能不能往生阿弥陀佛的净土呢？
No, that's not going to get it. That's not the ticket to Sukhavati. Yeah.
对，就这样的想法是不能使我们往生阿弥陀佛净土的。
Yeah, in fact,You can't even buy a ticket to Sukhavati.
你是不能买车票去净土。
Yeah, you can't go down to the train station and, you know, put some coins in and get your ticket.
不能下去，好像那个车站那里啊，把一些零钱放进去买车票去净土。
Yeah, there's no train, you know, that goes to Sukhavati as if. as if Sukhavati were a real place, you know. You know, you take one train, it goes three clouds up, turns to the left, goes five clouds down.
我们是不能搭火车，不能搭捷运去净土的，不是说有搭火车，而上片云，然后转左就到了净土。
Yeah, it's not a physical place.
因为净土不是一个实际物体上的地方。
And you can have all the wealth in the world, and your wealth is not going to get you there.
不论你在这一生有多少钱，那个钱也是不能使你往生净土。
Yeah, what gets us there is the change in our own heart, the change in our own mind.
我们要到净土的因缘，就是要调伏我们的心，是我们心里的转变，才会使我们往生净土。
Yeah. So anger is one of the first things we have to work on.
所以我们第一个要去调伏的烦恼就是我们的愤怒。
Yeah. Because as long as we hold resentment, rancor, belligerence, you know, then we create a lot of negative karma, we have a lot of disturbing emotions in our mind, and all that acts as an obscuration to being born as Sukhavati.
因为如果我们心里一直放不下我们的愤怒啊、厌恶、烦厌、烦恼，反而会使我们开始制造恶业，然后变成我们要到净土的障碍。
Yeah, so we can pray to Amitabha all we want. Please, Amitabha, when I die, appear before me and take me to Sukhavati and get rid of all these disgusting people who I don't like. Don't have them go there either.
我们可以在那里一直祈祷，阿弥陀佛啊，在我临终的时候请来，我要看到阿弥陀佛把我带去净土，那不要带那些我讨厌的人，把他们全部留在这里。
I want to be born in Sukhavati so I don't need to be with all these awful sentient beings.
我要往生净土，因为我不要再跟这些讨厌的众生在一起。
Yeah? That's not going to get us there.
我没有这种想法，是不可能去净土的。
Yeah, we can pray all we want, but what can Amitabha do when we don't have a virtuous mind?
我们可以一直这样祈祷，但是如果我们本身没有善心的话，阿弥陀佛也不能帮我们。
So the creating the cause to be born in Sukhavati, you know, really involves our daily life and how we relate to other living beings, how we think and act and why we do what we do.
所以我们要去制造往生阿弥陀佛净土的因缘，就完全靠我们在日常生活中。 怎么跟其他人相处，我们的心态，我们的动机，都是关键的修行的步骤。
So this is why it's very important to study the Dharma.
所以我们要来上课啊，修学佛法非常的重要。
Yeah, because by studying, then we'll learn how to discern what is a virtuous mind and what is a non-virtuous mind.
因为我们只有在学佛法之后，才会了解到底什么是善心，到底什么是不善的想法。And
by studying, we'll learn how to stabilize our virtuous minds, and how to overcome our non-virtuous mental states.
那我们有学佛法，我们就会了解应该怎么去使我们的善心而增上增长。 然后也学到如何去调伏那些不善的心态。Yeah.
So that's too, you know, studying the teachings, reflecting on them, meditating on them, all that is very, very important if we're going to go to Amitabha's Pure Land.
所以我们要往生阿弥陀佛净土，也是必须要学佛法，去不断的思维我们所学的，然后也要去静坐去想我们所学到的佛法。
So, I heard you chanting this morning. It was very beautiful.
所以今天早上听到大家在念佛，真的是非常的美妙的声音。
Yeah, and I myself, I really like chanting Namo Amitabha.
我本身也是非常喜欢念佛号。
Yeah. But it's so important when we're chanting to keep our mind in a virtuous state.
但是当我们在念佛号的时候，非常重要，要把我们的心保持在善念的状态。
Namo Amitabha, Namo Amitabha, what's for lunch? Namo Amitabha, Namo Amitabha. What am I going to do this evening when this is all over? Namo Amitabha, Namo Amitabha. Oh, my brother, he borrowed money from me and he never repaid money. Namo Amitabha, Namo Amitabha. Oh, my neighbor, their dog pooped on my lawn. Namo Amitabha, Namo Amitabha. You know, we can't do the chanting. Like that.
我们念佛的时候不是说南无阿弥陀佛，南无阿弥陀佛。哎呀，今天下午要吃什么啊？南无阿弥陀佛，南无阿弥陀佛。哦，啊，我的今晚我们回家了之后要做什么东西呢？就南无阿弥陀佛，南无阿弥陀佛。哎呀，好几年前我的哥哥跟我借钱就没有还债。南无阿弥陀佛，南无阿弥陀佛。哎呀，我的那个邻居啊，他的狗在我的那个家里的大便。
Yeah, so it's really important when we're doing the chanting to consciously, you know, direct our mind to have kind thoughts towards other living beings.
所以当我们念佛的时候，我们要刻意的把我们的心转向对所有的众生发善心，去发善的念头。
And although, like I said before, they usually say, start off with friends and relatives, because they're the easiest ones to have kind thoughts about, and then go to strangers. Person, well, start with that.
对，虽然在修的法那些修心的法门中，会说我们应该从陌生人啊，还是对我们好的人开始发善念。
Yeah, for me, I like starting off with the people I don't like.
但是我本身我喜欢从我已经心里不喜欢的人，从他们开始做我的发愿的对境。
Because sometimes you even imagine the face of somebody you don't like, and automatically, ooh, you're angry.
因为有时候你心里想到你不喜欢的人，你在你的心中看到他们的面孔的时候，已经很愤怒的感觉。
The person's not even in the room.
那个都不在这个房间里面。
But we just imagine their face, think of their voice, and we get angry.
但是你一想到他的脸孔啊，听到他的声音，你就心里就很开始愤怒了。
Yeah, don't you?
你们会不会这样？
Yeah, especially you know you can do that very well. No, I'm a telephone. No, I'm a telephone. I want to punch that guy in the nose. No. So we have to watch, you know, when those thoughts come up, to ask ourselves, why do I have such a negative attitude towards that?
所以当这种念头起来的时候，我们要去仔细观察，然后问我们自己，为什么我对这个人有这么负面的一个态度呢？
So you kind of sit and have a little dialogue with yourself. Yeah, there's the part of you that's mad, and then the part of you that is talking to the part of you that's mad.
那当这种事情念头起的时候，你也可以跟自己绘画。就是那个讨厌这个人很生气的那一部分，跟你心里比较有智慧的部分一起开始绘画。
So he said, "Why are you mad?" Oh, well, that person did this, and then they gossiped about me, and then they told lies about me, and then they stole my husband, and then they criticized my children.
所以你就问自己说，哎，为什么你这么生气？哎呀，这个人啊，他说我的坏话，在那里闲言闲语啊，还偷了我的老公，批评我的孩子。
Well, yes, they may have done that, but why are you mad?
你就问自己说，哎 ，OK， 他有做些他做出了这种事情，但是你为什么要生气呢？
Well, you don't understand. I'm mad because they did this and they did this and they did this.
哦，你就完全不了解，因我生气就是因为他们做了某某某某某某事。
But why are you mad?
但是你为什么要生气？
So you keep asking yourself, why am I mad? Yeah. And you realize, you begin to see that that person may have done whatever they did, but we always have a choice whether to get angry or not.
你就一直在问自己，为什么我要生气？那从中你会发现说，虽然这个人做出了什么事情，我们心里要生气还是不要生气，其实有一个选择的空间。
We don't have to get mad.
我们不是一定要以嗔恚和气、愤怒而回应的。
Yeah. People may talk that way about Amitofo, but he doesn't get mad.
就好像有人批评阿弥陀佛，还是说阿弥陀佛的坏话，阿弥陀佛会生气吗？
Yeah. So you can't say that when somebody talks about you in a negative way, that the only possible emotional response you can have is anger. Because Amitabha doesn't get angry, yeah? And Kuan Yin doesn't get angry, and Manjushri andSamantabhadra don't get angry. So you can see there's a choice there.
所以我们不能说当有人说我们的坏话，我们唯一能以情绪上的那个反应就一定是要生气还是有生嗔恚。因为我们看到阿弥陀佛啊，观世音菩萨、普贤菩萨跟文殊室利菩萨，他们当人家批评他们，他们是不会生气嘛。
Yeah.
那我们从中就看得到，我们其实有一个选择的空间。
Yeah. It's not like the bodhisattvas get angry, you know, and then Kuan Yin goes to Manjushri and says, Manjushri, look, this guy, what he said about me, you know? He criticized how I looked. And Manjushri goes, well, yeah, he said the same thing about me. He doesn't like how I look either, you know. And the bodhisattvas don't do that.
所以菩萨之中是不会抱怨的，说好像观世音菩萨去找文殊师利菩萨说，嘿，这个人批评我的看，批评我的相貌，然后文殊师利菩萨说，哎，这个人也是一样，也是这样批评我，在一起这样抱怨，菩萨是不会这么做。
Yeah, it's not like Kuan Yin goes, oh, you know, there was some devotee who offered me this very beautiful necklace of pearls, and this guy stole it. You know, he took it off my statue. And Manjushri goes.Yeah, you know, the same things happened to me. We better go to the police.
所以观世音菩萨也会说，哎呀，有一个信徒好发心啊，供养我一串很珍贵的珠链，然后有人偷了，哎呀，怎么办呢？然后文殊菩萨就会也是不会说，哎呀，我也是一样，我们一起去报警。
So how come they don't get angry? What is it that makes them not get angry?When we get angry.
所以我们要去思维，为什么菩萨是不会生气呢？我们这么容易生气，为什么菩萨他们到底是，为什么他们不会有同样的反应？
When they look at sentient beings who do bad deeds, they don't say this sentient being is awful. They think that sentient being is overwhelmed.By their own afflictions and defilements.
因为菩萨当他们看到这种事情发生的时候，他们不会说这个是一个恶劣的人。他虽然做出了恶行，是因为他受他的烦恼的控制，才会做出这种行为。
Yeah, that person isn't thinking clearly. That's why they did that harmful act towards me.
是这个人因为那个他在当下想不清楚。是受了烦恼的控制，才会伤害到我。
And when they criticize me behind my back, they create so much negative karma that's going to ripen in their own bad rebirth.
那当这个人在批评我的时候，他其实在造很强烈的恶业，然后将来这个恶业也会有恶的果报。
Yeah, so all the Buddhas, you know, and Amitofo and the Bodhisattvas.They all look at this sentient being and they see that the afflictions, the defilements are oppressing that sentient being.
所以当佛菩萨看到众生的时候，他就是看到这个众生其实是被他的烦恼，他的恶业的那个业力而被压迫。
So they don't get mad at the sentient being. they have compassion for that sentient being.
他们对众生就不会发嗔恚的心态，反而会对他们发慈悲心。
Yeah, they wish that that person be free of suffering and its causes.
他会发愿，希望这个众生会离苦，还有苦的因缘。
And so if you think of somebody that really disturbs your peace and happiness and think that their minds are overcome by afflictions and defilements, generate compassion for them. Wish them to be free of those afflictions and defilements.
就当你想到一个你觉得干扰你的人，使你心里很不平静的一个人，你可以想说他们其实是受他们的烦恼的控制，他们其实是很痛苦的，然后从中你就可以开始对他们发慈悲心。
Yeah. Remember that they have the Buddha nature.
你要记得这个人是有佛性。
Remember that your enlightenment, just like Amitofo's enlightenment, depends on generating love and compassion and bodhicitta towards these people.
那你要成佛的因缘，还有就像阿弥陀佛成佛的因缘，就是完全仰赖这些你讨厌的人，是你要对他们发慈心、发悲心，才能成佛。
And in that way, let your mind relax.
当你这样想的时候，就会你的心开始放松。
Okay, try and bring your mind more in line with Amitofo's way of thinking.
那当你有这样的想法，你的心也会比较跟阿弥陀佛的想法相应。
And that little meditation that we did at the very beginning of the class, that can be very helpful to you in doing that.
那在开始讲课的时候，我们做了一段小小的观想，这样的观想的方式可以帮你把你的心平静下来。
Yeah, to just sit.And imagine that you're in the presence of Amitabha. And Amitabha's light of compassion and wisdom is flowing into you and filling your whole body and mind.
你就这样观想你在阿弥陀佛在你的面前一直在发金光，然后阿弥陀佛的慈悲跟智慧的那个光亮就输入你的身体。
And that when his light is filling you up, there's no room.For these kind of disturbing thoughts in your own mind.
当你的身心已经输入了阿弥陀佛的光的时候，你的心是没有空间去起烦恼。
Yeah, and then you can make some aspirations and prayers. You know, Amitofo, please inspire me to be able to overcome my greed, my anger, my jealousy, my arrogance, my laziness.
所以你在观想的时候，你可以祈愿阿弥陀佛帮你调伏你的心，帮你激发你能调伏你的嗔恚、妒忌心，还有贪心，帮你调伏教你不同的法门调伏你的心。
Yeah, and really think of Amitabha's eyes looking at you with acceptance and compassion.
你也真的去思维阿弥陀佛的眼睛是以完全包容和慈悲的心态看着你。
Yeah, and that gives you much inspiration and much energy to practice the Dharma and subdue your mind.
这样的观想的方式可以启发你，给你激发你要修学佛法，调伏你的心。
Okay.So, what I'd like to do now is open it up. You may have some questions or comments.
那现在我要给大家一点时间 ，out 还是有什么想法要回应？那现在可以给大家一点时间这么做。要问问题等等，尽管问。
可以啊，大家对这个观想内容什么看法？
Don't be shy. Nagarjuna says asking questions is a sign of wisdom.
请不要害羞。龙树菩萨说，有问问题是一个智慧的现象。Oh, there's a question in the back. Okay.
Okay.
Should I stand up?
Yeah.
Venerable Shodron, I just had a question in regards to the ethics of practicing like purely at this moment.
对不起，菩萨是针对用这个故意来讲，因为在座有很多人，他们听不懂英文，所以你用国语来发言好了。
我怕我用中文问了，
没关系的，应该 OK 的。
然后你自翻了。
我昨天有跟你讲过话了，你应该是可以的。
就是想了解说，现在就是修净土方面的 ethics
道德。
因为就是像比如说，就是前几天在就是国际上都是有很多年轻人出来，就是争取说，就是现在大地球软化，然后希望说政府出来就是停止很多破坏的现象。然后有时候就会觉得说他们这样做是就是因为想珍惜自己的未来，然后当然他们后代的未来。只是等一下我要买一下So I was asking like in regards to like ethics, because like a few days ago many young people came out to protest the government in action against climate change, because in a sense they're cherishing themselves but also their descendants. So I wanted to ask Venerable Shonam if you could speak to that, because that's I just wonder like about the efficacy of Pure Land practice when certain matters seem so urgent. And I'm not really making the connection on that.
So is your question more like Pure Land practice seems designed for future lives, but we have really pressing problems here and now, and so shouldn't we take care of them? Is that more what your question is about?
I think it's about... I'm forgetting to translate.
It's okay, why don't you do English and I'll translate. I'm sorry. 就是由他先用英文问完他的问题，然后我就简短以中文翻译。
It's more of how would you advise for young people to use Pure Land practices in regards to what we're seeing? Because oftentimes it's these we're up against a lot that doesn't cherish us, and so like how are we supposed to use these practices?
Okay.
所以他的问题是，特别是针对年轻人，好像现在有气候转变等等啊，是对年轻人这一代不利嘛，还有下一代也是不利。所以要到底是怎么修净土法门，可以让年轻人去转变这种目前所看到比较恶劣的情况，翻得对吗？大概。
So this is a very very good question. So first of all.You know, you mentioned that the young people's protest about climate change involves cherishing themselves as well as cherishing their descendants. It's fine to cherish yourself in that kind of situation, you know, I mean, because you're looking at the whole global situation and everybody's going to suffer unless we do something. So don't think that that's a selfish action.
所以第一点是刚才这位朋友提到说年轻人出来抗议对吗，说气候转变啊，政府没有无动于衷，这样的珍惜自己跟珍惜后代其实是是一件好事，不是自私的想法，因为他们这个珍惜的方式珍惜自己也是有想到我们全球的局面，有想到这样的做法才会出来去抗议，所以在这个情况下，这不是一个自私自利的行为。
And your attitude, your motivation in either protesting or in any kind of activism that you do, your motivation is really key, and so it's so important to keep that as a virtuous motivation.
那当我们有做出任何的，好像去抗议什么事情啊，还是去在社区活动的时候，最重要的是要看我们的动机。如果是有善的动机，那我们做出的行为就会影响到我们的所作所为。
It's very tempting to get angry at like the big corporations that are doing a lot of pollution.
那我们可能很容易对那些很大的集团在污染我们的整个环境的那些大集团，很容易对他们发嗔恚心。
Yeah, it's easy to get angry at the government, especially the U.S. government, my government, for you know backing out of the Paris Agreement.
那可能也很容易说我们对政府开始生气嘛，因为特别是美国政府啊。已经脱离了很多不同对国际上的环保的那些合约已经离开了。
But when we're advocating for social change, we can't afford to get angry. We can't afford to make it a situation of them and us.
那当我们要改变社会，我们要在社区活动的时候，我们不可以生气，我们不可以把它变成一个他们。跟我们开始有冲突的一种情况。
Yeah. And this is where great compassion is so important.
那在这种情况下呢，大悲心是最重要的。
Yeah. Because we have compassion for the people who don't realize the importance of climate change or who are climate change deniers. So instead of hating them and calling them names,We wish them to be free of suffering and the causes of suffering.
所以我们也对在整个局面上所有的人发大悲心，特别是那些不肯认证有气候转变所在发生的人，他们虽然有这样的想法，他们一直不肯认证说也有气候转变，我们还是要对他们发大慈悲心，因为他们是因为无明而才会这么做。
And then we speak up, and we try and communicate with those people. But because we have a good motivation, then the communication comes out better. And we'll be able to communicate in a way so that those people can hear what we're saying.
那我们也是要站出来发表我们的意见，然后跟这些人开始沟通。那因为我们有善的动机，当我们跟别人沟通的时候，他们也是比较容易听得到，听进我们的话。
Okay, so this meditation of the light coming is very helpful to you, you know, to calm the mind, to increase the good motivation. The chanting of Namo Amitofo, if you really let your mind sink into that chanting so that there's no other thought going on in your mind except thinking of Amitabha's qualities,then again, your mind becomes a virtuous attitude.
所以我们做这样的观想的方式，观想阿弥陀佛的金光输入我们的身体，还是一直在一心念佛号的时候，使我们的心完全的平静下来，这样会使我们善的动机增长，因为我们的心就是没有烦恼的空间。
Okay. Does that make some sense to you? Am I answering your question?
有回答你的问题吗？
Yeah, I guess there's also a second part to it, that, if that's okay.
Yeah.
问题也有第二个部分。
Which, oh, sorry. Just, 谁要说了？就是常常我听师父在讲，就是净土法门说，他们说要开始要培养一个厌离娑婆世界的心。但是有时候我的疑问就是说，我们一直讲求厌离，那我们有时候就会看到说，我就说我四周围就会看到一些师姑师伯，就是一直说他要厌离，他要厌离，他反正在这一辈子没有什么力量去改变什么，然后就会有点否定，就是我们年轻人要去争取的。So often I see this situation where.Just practitioners around me in Pureland, like uncles and aunties, they'll say.
Say that again.
The practitioners around me, like uncles and aunties, they'll say, like, I don't have the ability, so I need to go to the Pureland right now. Uh-huh. And they just kind of either don't give any energy towards the things that we want to do as young people.
Uh-huh.
And it feels a little bit like I'm happy for you, that you want to go somewhere great, but you're leaving this to us.
Yeah.
So I'm just curious how you would respond to that.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's a piece in there too where, you know, we talk a lot about renunciation of samsara. So we just want to renounce and go to the pure land.
Yeah, okay. Okay. But you see, the way to get to the pure land is by caring about sentient beings now. Okay? The way to generate love and compassion and renunciation and bodhicitta is by caring about what's happening now. Okay? So now is the time that we have to practice and get our attitudes straight. It isn't that our dharma practice starts once we get to the pure land. Okay?
但是我们最重要要记得是我们要发去往生净土的那些因缘是在当下而发的，不是说等到了去净土才修学佛法。其实是我们在当下对待所有的众生，怎么去对待他们，怎么去发慈心、发悲心，开始在当下发出离心，是我们去往生净土的最大的因素。 所以不是说现在就是一直在想我去了净土才修行。So
if you want to go to the pure land, we have to create the causes. When do we create the causes to go to the pure land? Right now in this lifetime.
所以我们要去净土的话，要先制造去净土的因缘，对吗？那几时去累积这不同的因缘呢？就是在现在今生当下。
And I think, you know, how do we create the causes in this life? By, you know, things like this, movements that are done for the benefit of the multitude of sentient beings.
那我们要怎么制造因缘呢？就是要参与这些不同的活动、不同的行为，是为了利益所有的众生而做出的行为。
Now, the question is whether you will be able to convince your aunties and uncles of this? That's another question. Okay. So you might have to, you know, talk gently to them and so on. Yeah. But I think, you know, the young people have the energy and I think it's fantastic that they're standing up and acting on these things.
所以年轻人有很多动力，他们肯站出来啊，对，好像气候转变等等这些事情，做出不同的发表意见啊，等等，是很好的事。Yeah,
and I would encourage all the aunties and uncles there to really support the young people when they have a virtuous intention for something like. Opposing climate change, that's going, you know, because if the climate change continues, there won't be any sentient beings on this earth to create the causes to be born in the pure land.
继续鼓励他们，好像为了气候转变的事情而站出来，是照顾到所有的众生啊。如果这个世界的整个环境被污染了，就没有众生的存在。And
to think in your own life how you can reduce pollution. And if some of you are working in businesses where there's or in industries where there's a lot of pollution, try and change the procedures in the corporation. So I think these kinds of, like I said, you know, we have to create the causes to go to the pure land in this life, which means we have to deal with everything we encounter in this life with wisdom and compassion and act for the benefit of living beings.
所以我们是要在今生制造去西方净土的因缘。所以我们是要在当下在今生所面对的所有的不同的情况之下 制造这些因缘，用我们的智慧跟慈悲心去制造这些往生净土的因缘。
Okay, so we want to be reborn in the pure land because we care about sentient beings, not because we're fed up with sentient beings.
我们要往生净土的动机是因为我们要去利益所有的众生，不是因为我们对觉得他们很繁衍而想要去往生净土。
Yeah, is that better?
Yeah, I think I'll try to apply that and not get so angry at some of the corporations and adults.
Okay. Other questions or comments?
有其他的问题吗？刚才他说他会去思维一下，不要对这些大机构跟大人觉得这么生气。有其他的问题吗？
Let me say one more thing about that. So you shouldn't think of the young people, you know, because they just had a day of young people talking, international day, wasn't it? Of young people talking about climate change. And that's very powerful when people come together for a virtuous cause and work together and cooperate. It's very powerful.So I think, you know, it's good to give them your blessings and to support them and encourage them. Don't just think, oh, they're young people, they're so idealistic, it's impractical. Don't think like that, that's not true.
对，好像最近也是有很多年轻人已经花了一天是吧，在谈论这个气候转变的问题。当我们看到这么多人一起集体的一起行善的时候，这是一个很有很大的冲击，其实是一个很重要的一件事，我们应该去护持他们，鼓励他们，不要说哎呀你们只是年轻人啊，你们的想法是虚妄的啊，是不实际的。
Yeah,
there's a question.
想请问一下，你去信佛教的那个心路历程可以吗？
So she's saying that Buddhism is a big part of Chinese culture, so it's very easy for the Chinese to accept Buddhism. So she's curious how you as a Westerner came into Buddhism. Would you be willing to share a bit about your journey into Buddhism?
Sure. Okay. Well, I didn't grow up Buddhist.
我不是生长在佛教家庭内。
But I was always wondering, what's the meaning of life and what's the purpose of my life?
但是我从小一直在想，我的生活的意义是什么？我生活的到底要成就什么？
And so I explored the religions that were available to me.
所以当时我就开始探索不同的宗教。
Yeah, but they were all religions that centered around a belief in a creator God. And I couldn't accept that idea.
但是那时候我所接触到的宗教都是围绕着一个有上帝的一些宗教，那我心里就不能接受有一个上帝制造所有的人类。
Yeah, because people would say, well, God created us. And I'd say, well, then he created suffering. Why in the world did he do that?
所以我会说，为什么如果有上帝的话，上帝制造所有的人啊，世界等等，为什么上帝要制造痛苦？
Yeah, and they say, well, God created suffering.So we can learn from suffering. And I say, well, why didn't he create us smarter to start with?
所以有人会回复说，哎呀，上帝制造痛苦是给我们学习的机会。那法师那时候他就会回复说，那为什么他一开始就不要制造比较聪明的人呢？
So they would give all sorts of reasons for God and God's creation, and none of them were very logical. I couldn't believe it.
就他跟很多人讨论的时候啊，要说服他说为什么会有一个上帝，他总是觉得那些理由都是不符合逻辑的。
Yeah. So then I went through a period of just not believing in religion at all.
所以有一段时期，我就是完全不相信宗教。
Okay. And but still having the questions, you know, what's the meaning of my life?
但是我心里还是一直有这个问题，我的生活的意义到底是什么？
And I thought it must have something to do with being of benefit to other people.
那我心想，生活的意义一定是要有对利益别人有相关吧？
Okay, so I worked as a teacher. You know, I finished university. I worked as a teacher because I thought that would be something that would help people.
所以我大学毕业之后呢，我就开始教书，因为我觉得教书可能会对别人有利益。
And one summer vacation, I saw a flyer in a bookstore talking about a Buddhist retreat that was being led by two Tibetan monks.
那有一天在夏天暑假的时候，我看到一个海报，里头说，哎，有一个佛教的禅修课程，是由两个藏系的喇嘛而带的课程。
So I went, and one of the first things the monks told us was, you don't have to believe anything we say. I said, oh, good.
所以当时我去上课的时候，那位授课的师傅就说，我们所说的话，你不一定需要相信。他心里就想，哦，太好了。
Because I was so tired of people telling me what the truth was, and that I am supposed to believe, that to be given, you know, they said, you're intelligent people. You hear, you think about it, you decide for yourself. I thought, oh, that's good.
因为在其他的宗教一直会强调说这是事实，你一定要去相信这个是事实，那就没有空间给自己去思维。那当他听到有一个在佛法中强调我们要自己去思维那个授课师父所说的话，他心里就觉得很快乐。
So I listened to the teachings, and you know, and I really thought about them, because that's what our teachers encouraged us to do.And when I thought about them, they really made sense. They were very reasonable. They were logical.
所以当我去思维听法，然后之后自己去思维的时候，因为我们那时候很上师就一直强调说要自己去思维你所听闻的佛法，那他就觉得哎，其实是很符合逻辑的。
And then when I practiced the meditations for smoothing out.Our anger and attachment and selfishness and so on. When I did those meditations, I found that they really helped me.
那当我在修行开始禅修的时候，发现开始实践不同的调伏心的法门，发现他们真正会帮我调伏我的贪心啊、嗔恚心、自私的心态，可以转变我的心。
So I thought, wow, you know, this is good.I like Buddhism.
所以那时候就说，哎，这真好啊，我很喜欢佛法。
Yeah. And at that time, this was 1975. There were very few Buddhist centers in the U.S. where English was the main language, and I didn't speak Chinese or Japanese or Vietnamese, and you know, so.Those Tibetan teachers who had taught us, they had a monastery in Nepal, so I went there because I could get teachings in English there.
对，那时候是七十年代，在美国找不到用英语来教佛法的道场。那他师父他也不会讲华语、粤语还是日语，所以当他发现说那两个授课的佛藏传的法师在尼泊尔有一个道场，在那里有用英语教课。他就决定飞去尼泊尔去学佛法。
And I kind of knew very soon that I wanted to become a nun. And one of the reasons was that I knew I had to get my ethical conduct in order.
对，他在学佛的早期就心里开始发愿要出家。那最大的因素，因为他觉得在道德上的行为，他想要整理他的道德行为。所以很想要出家。
Yeah, I had to stop accusing other people of lying and so on, but while I did those things myself.
学了佛法之后就发现不可以一直在批评别人，是他们在说骗话等等，反而自己没有停止说骗话。
Yeah, I had to start acting according to my own values.
他发现说要在自己的生活中开始 实行他的道德。
When my parents heard that I wanted to ordain, they said,
ah! 所以当我的父母听说我要出家的时候，他们就
What are we going to tell our friends?
我们跟我们朋友怎么解释？
Yeah, you graduated with, you know, very well at university. You're supposed to have a career. You're supposed to give us grandchildren. And now you're going to live in Nepal and India? What?
你是大学毕业生啊，又有成绩这么好啊，你应该去成立世界成家啊，你应该生孙子给我们。现在你要到尼泊尔去住。
But you know, I really thought about it very much, and I knew that if I was able to ordain and create virtue, that actually in the long term, I would be able to benefit my parents much more than if I just did what they wanted me to do in this life, which was get married and work and earn a lot of money.
有很强烈的这样子的信念，说如果他出家去修行善业，对他的父母在长远之中会有更大的利益，比他去成家立业赚大钱会有更大的利益。
Yeah. So I went ahead and ordained, and then slowly, very slowly over the years, my parents came around.
所以法师就决定出家。然后就花了好几十年，他的父母慢慢才开始接受他选择出家。
They didn't read my books.
法师写了很多本书，他们都没有看。
You know, I thought, oh, I wrote a book. You know, mom and dad would like, they might feel proud and want to read it.
我本来还心想说，哎，我写了一本书啊，可能我的父母会觉得骄傲，想要看啊，他们都不以为然。
Yeah, but you have to accept people for where they're at.
但是我们对所有人就是要有带着一个包容的态度。
Yeah, they weren't going to change, so you know it was up to me to accept them.
他们是不会改变的，就是要有从法师这里去接受他的父母。
Anything else?
还有什么吗？
Okay, then let's just for a minute or two.Close your eyes and think about what you heard in the teaching today so that you can remember that and apply it to your practice.
那好，我们现在花一两分钟的时间，我们会闭上眼睛，思维一下刚才所听闻的讲的佛法，看你在你的生活中怎么来运用。
And let's dedicate the merit we created.
然后我们现在一起回向功德。
We have some beautiful prayers in Tibetan. Let me see if I can get them up here.
师父在找我们在藏传的一些回向文。
Okay. Here, do you want to read these and translate them?
Chinese translation.
Oh,
you don't. This is from《法华经》的回向文，我就念一下。愿我临欲明中时，尽除一切诸障碍，遍见毗佛阿弥陀，即得往生安乐刹。我即往生毗国矣，现前成就此大愿，一切圆满尽无余，利乐一切众生界。彼佛众会咸清净，我时与生莲花生，亲度如来无量光，现前受我菩提记，蒙彼如来受记已，化身无数百俱脉，智力广大偏十方，普利一切众生界，乃至虚空世界尽， 众生及业烦恼尽，如是一切无尽时，我愿究竟恒无尽。